Hello, Lion fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me once again is head men's soccer coach Greg Munn. Coach, it's a great way to start the season, 2-0. We'll dive a little bit deeper into that here in just a few moments, but how are you feeling after the first two games?
Yeah, delighted to be here, and obviously after the first two games of the year and getting two results on the board, quite happy with that, but also, you know, understanding that it's still a long way to go.
We look at this past weekend, well, Thursday and Saturday, but two games in 3 days, and you start the season off against a nationally ranked Chawan team, 14th in the country at the time. Talk about what it's like. You know, you have your preseason training camp, and normally you want to maybe start a little easier. One game in 4 days, something along those lines. Two games in 3 days, on the road especially. What was the mindset going into that from your perspective, and what did you see from the team in their preparation?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we understand that opening weekend is never easy in terms of just the amount of soccer that's played in a small period of time. So, you know, we prepared for that in the pre-season in terms of how that was structured and the opponents that we came up against. And we knew going into Thursday we'd be in for a really good opponent in Chawan and someone that was going to make the game very difficult, which they did. And then it was going to be a quick turnaround for Leeds McRae. But the way in which we've recruited and the way in which we've planned and discussed things with the guys is that we've built a pretty strong squad. And that was something that I definitely took away from this weekend, of being able to play a lot of guys, give guys a lot of opportunities, and also be able to rotate, so we're not running the legs off guys either. But fatigue was definitely an issue, so I was happy that we got through it with no one, you know, seriously struggling, and that gets us, you know, prepared to go into a new week where we do have a little bit more recovery now between games, which is nice.
Thursday night on the road versus Chawan at a neutral site up in Banner Elk, North Carolina. But against a nationally ranked team, from what we saw, I was able to watch the whole second half. We were covering the women's soccer season opener, a big win for the women's team, 1-0 over Leeds McRae. But watching that second half, it was a pretty dominant half until maybe the final few minutes, some shot opportunities. But with about 2 minutes left, Peter Plowman, preseason All-SAC first team selection, certainly made a name for himself his freshman year last season, scored what I think is an early goal of the year contender, kicks off against Leeds McRae. About 3 minutes in, scores a second. 10 minutes later, scores a third. Already three goals for Peter. You mentioned depth, but before we get there, let's talk about Peter and what you've seen from him so far.
Yeah, I mean, Peter just, you know, has the mentality that we're looking for here in our players. You know, he wants to win, he wants to compete, he wants to give everything for the jersey, and that shows in the way he, you know, he steps into every game, you know, with a mentality of trying to dominate the opposition, you know, and he's a handful, and we're lucky to have him, because I definitely wouldn't want to be playing against him.
We mentioned depth. We look at some of the other goal scorers. David Strobe with his first as a Lion, Jorge Perez Prada with his first as a Lion, and then Braxton Robinson, who I thought had a pretty solid campaign last year, just a little bit snake-bitten. I remember the one game against Shaw, had multiple opportunities, but, you know, just an inch a little too close to the goalkeeper. But you get goals from those guys. Talk about maybe their presence on the team, but as well as the confidence boost that they're going to have early on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, opening weekend, it's always nice that we've went and scored, you know, six goals in two games, and those goals have came from a variety of different ways, you know, not just having to come from Peter or our attacking players, but, you know, guys that have came off the bench, you know, guys that have stepped up in the back line and been able to, you know, capitalise on some set pieces, which is something we've been working on as well. So, you know, we knew as a team we had a void to fill in losing Sebastian and the goals that he brought to the team, and I've been happy that we've managed to find the back of the net early in the campaign, and we've also, you know, disappointingly left a lot of chances on the table as well. So, you know, taking the positives from that if we can as well.
The offense certainly spoke for itself, but I want to talk about the defense from this weekend as well. A shutout against a nationally ranked team, and then just two, I guess, mental errors, for lack of a better term, against Leeds McRae, allowing the Bobcats to score twice in that contest. But if you really boil it down, it could have been 6-0 this weekend, you know, aside from a PK and an own goal, which is bound to happen. But let's talk about the defense and what you've seen from them too, because you mentioned replacing Sebastian on the front end. You have to look at replacing Yepe on the back end as well. What have you seen from the guys that you've brought in on that aspect?
Yeah, we've definitely seen a competitive side as well, because, you know, not only is there depth in the attacking line, but, you know, in the back line as well, there is depth and there's competition. So guys got to be on their game, you know. So we just talk about being disciplined and being very organised and trying to keep the game as simple as possible, especially from a defensive standpoint. And against Chihuahua, we did that. You know, we won our battles and you know, we did what we had to do in moments of the game that were going to be, you know, really important. And then against Leeds McRae, it's the same thing. You know, they did throw a lot at us. They had a lot of spirit. They had a lot of energy. They were aggressive when they were trying to attack, and you know, we put ourselves in a couple of bad situations, and that's natural early in the year, but that's things that we can definitely fix. And if we can clean those things up, then you know, the defensive piece for us is going to be really important if we want to try and, you know, have the season that we want to have. And that boils back down to Brennan and goals as well. You know, just being someone that is a senior, it's his senior year, it's his last year with us, and he wants to have a good year as well. So, you know, holding each other to a standard, holding each other accountable, and you know, I always like a clean sheet, so I was happy on Thursday night. You know, I was a little bit you know, frustrated on Saturday with the manner in which we conceded the goals. But, you know, looking back at it, we can definitely fix those things, and you know, I would love to have came away with two clean sheets, but you know, hopefully we can address those things that's going into this week and be a little bit cleaner in those areas and make sure that it doesn't come back to bite us.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Brennan as well. A shutout in the season opener, and then also making 8 saves against Leeds McRae, which, don't quote me on this, but I believe might be one of his top 3, top 5 performances in terms of saves made. So what have you seen from the senior goalkeeper in terms of his development?
Yeah, I mean, Brennan's again another player, another person that just embodies what we want to have here in our student athletes. And you know, his distribution's great. You know, he has all the attributes of being an extremely good goalkeeper, and being a senior and being one of the more mature guys. I think he's been with me now for 4 years, and he's been part of this journey that we've went on. And you know, I think he has the respect to the guys because of what he brings on the field and off the field. You know, so he's just, again, someone that leads in a different way than having to be the loud rah-rah guy. He's going to lead by, you know, how he holds himself, you know, how disciplined he is. You know, and he's been big for us. He was huge for us last year in terms of how we go about things, and he'll be the same thing this year. You know, not only in terms of making saves, but his distribution from the back, his ability to open up the game, you know, from kicking off the ground. Especially with the attacking players that we have, so you know, he can get the ball, you know, 3/4 of the field, which makes teams have to defend. You know, and that's a big piece of our game, which, you know, we want to utilize.
Opening the season with 3 games on the road, as of this recording, it's a Monday morning. We're hoping to have this out later in the afternoon. But Wednesday versus King Tornado, again another Conference Carolina team. But then the first home contest of the year this Saturday versus North Greenville. What are some of the challenges that you see in a Conference Carolinas team that will help you prepare for conference play?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Conference Carolinas, similar to the SAC, is competitive from top to bottom. You know, so on the day, you know, teams are going to be able to go and compete with anyone. So what I think we're going to find from King and North Greenville is two programs that, you know, want to come out and try and get off to a good start out of conference before their conference play starts. So they're going to be competitive. You know, King has a new coach, so they're going to want to try and, you know, be taking a positive step in the right direction. And in North Greenville, you know, they want to be more competitive in Conference Carolina. So, you know, they're playing us for a reason. They want to try and come here and get a result. And we know they're going to be organised. They're going to be, you know, somewhat athletic, but you know, they're also going to, you know, have some guys that could maybe cause us problems, so we have got to be ready for that.
On the road, at home, I think historically, if you've looked at a lot of Mars Hill programs over the last several years, playing on the road has been, it's been a chore, it's been a task. Having those 2 early wins on the road, does that give you that extra bump in confidence when you take on King this Wednesday?
Yeah, I think that's something that we've worked on from the mentality of the group. You know, we structured our pre-season this year to where we went and played Furman on the road, we went and played High Point on the road, you know, and had to be put in a situation where it might be uncomfortable. So, you know, then that opens up our season where we have to travel up to Banner Elk twice and, you know, against 2 good opponents, and it's something that we were prepared for. You know, again, not being good on the road or just because we're away from home is as an excuse, and we're trying to limit those excuses as much as possible. You know, it doesn't matter where we play or who we play against. You know, it's about us making sure that we're ready to go making sure that we're prepared to go and compete, you know, and hopefully walk away with, you know, results not only at home but on the road as well.
4 o'clock kickoff on Wednesday versus King, 3:30 in the afternoon, Saturday, September 3rd, here in Mears Stadium. Coach, before I let you go, any final words in terms of this weekend, and then what are the thoughts, not just this week, but again, moving forward throughout this campaign?
Yeah, no, just excited. We're definitely taking it one game at a time. You know, there are going to be some growing pains in there at times, just because we have a lot of new faces, but at the same time, our expectation is high. Our standards are very high, and you know, we know going into conference play that it's going to be extremely competitive this year, so we have to be prepared for that, because that is definitely going to be our bread and butter, in terms of we have to be getting results in conference play as well, not only out of conference but in conference as well. So, you know, hopefully, you know, our students here at Mars Hill can get behind us this coming weekend, can come out, see a game, and, you know, again, if we're playing well and we're getting results, then, you know, the atmosphere is good, the support is good, the energy is good, so we'd love to see as many fans in the stadium as possible getting behind the guys.
Fans, of course, if you're on campus or in the area, we highly encourage you to come out to Mears Stadium. But if you're unable to make it, we highly recommend and suggest that go to MarsHillLions.com and click on the Fan Zone tab of the website. You'll see links for Flow Sports and live video. All Mars Hill home events will be broadcast through FlowSports.tv, so you'll be able to follow those links, sign up, and be able to follow all of your favorite line programs. And this Saturday will certainly be a good contest, and I think you're going to get see a lot of people turn out. It's a busy weekend on the Hill, but I think seeing the momentum carried over from last season and already paying dividends thus far, I think it's going to be an exciting contest on Saturday. Greg, thank you for always stopping by. I can always count on you to be a guest here on the podcast. I know we're going to talk many more times throughout the fall, but a great start to the season so far, and, you know, continued success.
Thank you.